A reading from Galatians chapter 5. I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Sometimes it's good to play the fool, or if it be your place, to be an actual fool. Whichever way it happens, the fool has the opportunity to ask, what do you mean by this or that? While the wise assumes knowledge and says, I know exactly what you mean. Even perhaps when the first doesn't know exactly what they mean themselves. In Holy Scripture, the text surely knows what it means. Now, I am not so smart as to think that I know what the text says when I read it only in English. I am educated enough to know that English translations, while very good, can lead us to miss an additional key point. You who are more scholarly than me are more able to use the analysis skills of careful use of verb and tense, analysis of prepositions such as baptized into Christ. Others will pick up on the presence or absence of the definite article, the word the. Some will see the plural versus the singular pronouns, particularly the word you. Our text has opportunity for most of these. For today, flesh is pretty evident. But what is flesh? If not concentrating, a reading would lead one to think it produces only bodily or physical issues. The list starts out with sexual immorality, and then mentally, you can stretch it to include the next two words, impurity and sensuality. Throw this all together and we think we can get flesh under control, pat ourselves on the back, and conclude I have pleased God. But the rest of the list, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, heresies, envy and drunkenness, orgies and things like these are not body problems so much, but mind and soul problems. And when we only consider a 21st century context for an English word, we can also fall into confusion. All of that behind us, we should conclude that flesh is not just bodily, physical sins, but all sins, because all the rest of the words come from problems in our head and heart and soul. Whipping or celibacy as examples to control our flesh, our fantasy roots. They don't accomplish the goal of total purification of body, soul, and mind, and they can lead to pride in our self-salvation. If you do a dogmatic search on our reading, as my homiletics professors recommended, and see where the verses apply, you come up with original sin, sanctification, the doctrine of Christ, the kingdom of God, the integrity of the biblical text, and two other sections, all in 10 verses. So flesh and spirit. My main point is flesh is connected to original sin. It is the embodiment of original sin and is undefeated or undefeatable by us in our lifetime, and actually by us defeated not at all. The word spirit could be the Holy Spirit or faith in Christ, the righteousness of God through the Son brought by the Holy Spirit. And Christ is our principal, complete, and perfect righteousness. He defeated the sins of the flesh. Elsewhere, Paul has written, I know that in me, that in my flesh dwells no good thing. The body and soul, all is within the sinful state. And we now know from our reading that by nature, the desires of the flesh are against the spirit. And the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. No cooperation exists. No compromise. Spirit good, flesh bad. No good thing is in our flesh, and our flesh is all-encompassing of ourselves. So we have nothing to offer to God in this state. The examples of what our flesh will do is that long list, deceit, division, sexual immorality, and the rest. Works not done in Christ are simply not good. That is the power of the image, Christ the vine, we the branches. Are grapes gathered from thorns? Are figs gathered from thistles? Absolutely not. The works that stem from an evil plant entrenched in the flesh are evil. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. The flesh is the old man. The fruit of the branches, the works of the redeemed, these stem from Christ the vine and are good. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit, and the Spirit is the new man. In faith is the new man. Always, the change from the unbridled flesh to salvation is from Christ. The good fruit is also from Christ. Put off the old man, put on the new man. We are, however, not made righteous, but are declared righteous. We are always sinful and have flesh. We are never completely without sin. Our flesh is at war with the Spirit. So what has God done for us? He has given his Son and his Word. The divine power of God is exerted through the Word. The victory in the battle between flesh and spirit described in the reading is assured to him who continues in the grace of God and God's Word, and this gives the Holy Spirit the opportunity to work in us, faith and his righteousness. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, does not aim at improvements and reforming, but at crucifying the flesh. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, when Satan is working the flesh, and he is always working, and the flesh causes conflict. Cling to Christ in faith and take hold of the Word of God. Satan will slink away if you can say, this is what God has said, on this I take my stand. That's a quote. Satan is around trying to wrest that sword from your hand when you become lazy. It is the Word of God that promises forgiveness of sins. Take that to heart, and the devil will soon leave. So in Christ Jesus, we have crucified the flesh, and we now live in the Spirit, crucified, died to sin, living in the Spirit. Jesus said, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again of water and the Spirit. But you, who were born in the Spirit, have died to sin and been crucified and born anew in the washing of your baptism in the Spirit by the water and the Word." Jesus said from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." We were poor. We are baptized. The Holy Spirit is upon you. We live in the Spirit and walk by the Spirit in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God. In Jesus' name, amen.